Making sense of your dollars. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
The 2016 Summer Olympics will open in Rio on Friday. NBC paid almost $1.23 billion for the U.S. rights to broadcast the games, and now the network is hoping to make that all back and more. We are joined by Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv in Seattle. Welcome back to the program, Tom.
Yep, thanks for having me.
What are the odds that NBC is going to make a large amount of cash on this?
Well, according to NBC Universal CEO Stephen Burke, he says it's a no-brainer. It's a done deal. They made about $120 million on the London Games, and he says this one's going to surpass that. And, you know, when you read a little bit what his comments were, you say, well, you know, how did he get there? And one of the things that really kind of stuck out to me is the fact that they sold the ad revenue out on the network side. This thing sold out almost a month prior to the start of the games, which is very unusual. So the demand is certainly there. He bought it and they came.
Well, is a part of it that we're going to be able to see the primetime events because it's in Rio?
Oh, I think that's huge. I have to tell you, I don't think the impact of that can be overstated. That is television, broadcast network television's, you know, one remaining strength is convening this massive audience. And massive, I mean 217 million people potentially here for the opening ceremonies. But to convene this massive audience that gathers around the old campfire, if you will, to watch a huge event. And the fact that, you know, the results from this aren't going to be tipped to you by your friend tweeting something out. It's not going to be all over social media prior to that evening. It's really going to kind of give it that event feel that we're gathering to watch, see if Michael Phelps can do it again. And we're all in this together at the same time, watching it in real time. And I think that's huge.
Maybe we also want a break from watching the presidential athletics for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, no kidding.
So there are problems in Rio. We've been reading about those. Could that have an impact here?
You know, it certainly could. If something really goes sideways down there, God forbid, you know, let's hope not. But, you know, there is the potential for problems down there. They've got a lot going on. The Zika virus, of course, is something that is newsworthy, and that'll be part of the buzz down there. But, you know, there's a lot of economic despair. The crime is apparently taking an uptick. They've got some unfinished venues, unfinished transportation. So there are going to be problems down there associated, I think, with executing the games and possibly broadcasting them for the poor crews that are stuck down there trying to do this. But in terms of television audience, I would say unless things get canceled and, you know, NBC is sitting there one night in primetime going, oh, my gosh, they just canceled all these events, and here we sit with reruns of Little House on the Prairie. I think short of that, it'll be fine for those of us in the States and around the world watching this.
Okay. Could have been Chicago. We were in the running, but we were out on the first round. Anyway, okay, Tom, thanks so much. Tom Lason is president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv in Seattle.